You're listening to Preview on WCPE. I'm David Ballantyne. With me in the Preview studio is mezzo-soprano Leandra Ram. Hello, Leandra.
Hello.
We had occasion to meet at a vocal competition here in North Carolina. I'd like to sort of go back to your early days first, and you can tell us more about your local associations. Did you grow up in what I call a classical music family?
I did. My mother's a pianist, and for my whole childhood, I had a lot of music growing up. My mother always played piano, and I played the flute for about 5 years, and I played the piano myself.
Were you ever sort of tempted by any of the sort of popular music forms, or has it always just been classical, classical, classical for you?
Well, I did a lot of musical theater when I was very young. In my community, I sang in a lot of Broadway shows, you know, in my community theater growing up.
But you never wanted to be a rock star, or?
No. Once I found opera, I knew that that's what I wanted to do with my life.
That's great. Was there a transcendent piece for you, or a performance that just completely magnetized you?
There was, actually. When I was 14, I did this competition in Des Moines, Iowa, and I sang a piece called The Lake Isle of Innisfree by Niels Vigeland.
Yeah, yeah.
And after I sang that piece, it completely inspired me to pursue this career. I performed in front of thousands of people, and I was so young, and it completely inspired me that this is what I wanted to do.
Wow, you were 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are a mezzo-soprano, which taken literally means half a soprano, I suppose,
right.
in just translating from the Italian. At what point in your vocal training do you actually know whether you're a soprano or a mezzo-soprano? Is it something you have any choice in, or is it simply a physical attribute of your voice?
I think it's mostly the color of the voice,
yeah.
And range. And basically, in the middle of my training, I remember at one lesson, my teacher said, you know, I think you're a mezzo. And then ever since then, we realized that that's the direction that my voice wanted to go in.
But that was pretty much early on in your training,
in your career.
Would it be something that you could train out? I mean, if you were absolutely determined to dig your heels in and say, no, I'm going to be a soprano, that couldn't happen.
I guess I could, but my voice feels so comfortable in the mezzo-soprano repertoire.
Okay. The reason I ask that is that the mezzo-soprano is somewhat the second fiddle of the vocal
ranges.
It's true. Now, is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
Well, the disadvantage is that you don't get to do a lot of the roles that everybody knows are the great roles in opera, like Lucia or Mimi or any of the wonderful starring roles. A lot of the time you're doing the secondary roles, but there's also great mezzo roles that star the opera, like Carmen or Rosina. So in a way, it has its disadvantages and advantages.
It's sort of the sopranos and the tenors get all the
right.
limelight, like the you know, the violinists and the pianists and so on. So is that maybe better from the career point of view, that are there not so many mezzos?
I think so. I think that the competition is less because it's a much rarer voice type. And I think also that there is a lot of repertoire that in the mezzo-soprano.
I wanted to ask you about this. In English, we call trouser rolls, which I guess you call pants rolls.
Exactly.
Okay, will you tell us a little about the pants rolls? Because I know that you've recorded one of them. You were actually you were Romeo rather than Juliet in a particular performance of that, were you not?
Yes. I actually love doing pants rolls. I think it requires a lot of mental concentration to always remember that you're playing a boy and you just have to... I mean, when I did Cherubino, it was so exciting for me because it really taught me that you have to always just be on. And I always think of my little brother who's 14, and I always think I'm Logan, you know, because I think of everything that he does with, you know, his motions, the way he walks. And I just think that I am a teenage boy, and it just really helps me get into that mindset and have the right motions and the right look in my eye.
Well, that's probably a distinct advantage when you're playing Romeo, I imagine, as a teenage boy. So you think yourself into a kind of male mindset.
Exactly.
But and that's a good challenge for you.
Definitely.
Excellent. We're going to take a break there and hear a little bit of Leandra singing from her newest CD, and we'll return to this interview in just a moment.